We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Nancy Pelosi gets it voted on because everyone wants it, and she'll have to make her own decision. Let her make her own decision. But I can tell you the American public is tired of do nothing.
Yeah, the president pointing out the hypocrisy of these Democrats who want to talk impeach, 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 and get nothing done. They've got a trade deal sitting there that could improve the situation for American businesses, and they will do nothing with it. And the president gets to the bottom of it with this.
You can't impeach a president for doing a great job.
Thank you. He's so good at summarizing that point. I couldn't agree with him more. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us this morning. We've got Tom Ackerman coming up with more on that big Cardinals victory last night. But right now, let me get to my guest. We've got Adam Kennedy on the phone. He's deputy assistant to the president, deputy director of communications at the White House. And Adam, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. We sense the president's frustration there on the USMCA deal. In the meantime, he's out there doing deals with the Japanese, right?
Absolutely. We just had a great signing yesterday for a new free trade agreement with Japan. And I think you're exactly right in your opening. What we've seen is the president's been focused on the American people. Just last week, he signed an executive order to make sure we preserve Medicare for our seniors. He's continued to work day after day to make sure that our economy is growing, and we saw the results on Friday with lowest unemployment in 50 years, and it's going to continue to move forward to make sure that his policies get enacted. And I think really what we're seeing with this impeachment push is that Democrats are trying to unseat the president in Congress because they know they lost last year, or not last year, 2016, and they're afraid they're going to lose again.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Give us a few of the details. What exactly will the trade deal with the Japanese do? I was told that it could be very important for some of our farmers.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest areas of barriers between us and Japan has been on agriculture. Japan has had very stiff barriers for American agriculture coming across. And what this trade agreement does, in part, is really lower a lot of those barriers. We saw earlier the president had negotiated something on American beef going over to Japan. Now this is going to expand it not just to beef, but to various other products like soy and corn and various other things that they can start getting into and getting a foothold in the Japanese market.
Well, you know, the timing is perfect. And in the meantime, we're still negotiating, I assume, with the Chinese because that, you know, the talks are on, the talks are off. Where do things stand with the getting an agreement with trade on China?
We want an agreement with China on trade. The president's wanted one since day one. What he doesn't want is for China to take advantage of the U.S. economy, for them to take advantage of U.S. workers or U.S. companies. And that's what has happened until he came into office. And what he has essentially done is we can get to a solution in two ways. Free, fair, and reciprocal trade can either happen through a trade deal or it can happen through tariffs. We prefer to have a trade deal, but we'll use tariffs if necessary.
Yeah, true. And hopefully we get some agreement on that. What I fear here is that the Chinese are pushing this off in hopes that they're going to get one of these Democrats who's running into office who they know they can get away with the same kind of things they've gotten away with for the past 30 years.
You know, it seems a lot of people who may not have the best interests of this country at heart don't want the president to get reelected, whether it's the Chinese, the Iranians, who knows who else. But at the end of the day, this president has taken a strong stance on China and trade. He's going to continue to make sure he has a strong stance. And we've really seen the impact on the Chinese economy. And I think that is something that they might not be able to just sit and wait around to see who else gets elected. I think they're going to have to act because we've seen some of the slowest rates of growth in decades. We've seen major, major danger signs in the manufacturing sector. I think that they are starting to feel the pressure.
Adam Kennedy, our guest this morning from the White House. Adam, without having to receive all this through the filter of the mainstream media, what can you tell us about the president's decision on pulling troops out of the northern part of Iraq there?
Absolutely. So I think we're in a situation where we had an ally, Turkey, essentially saying, listen, we got to conduct an operation in an area where you have troops. And we don't want. We want to make sure that our troops aren't going to be in danger. Now, they're in an area that is also occupied by another set of allies, which is the Kurds, and we want to make sure they are protected. So we are moving troops out, but we're also making sure that Turkey understands that any punitive damage, any harm that comes to our allies, is going to be met with a strong response. The president tweeted yesterday, he tweeted this morning, about what that response would be. It'd be hurting the Turkish economy. But we want to make sure that both sets of allies are able to achieve their objectives. And really, at the end of the day, this is what the president is saying for a long time, which is that the United States military is not the police force of the world. We do not just have extended deployments that last forever for nebulous reasons. Right. We're in Syria to make sure that the ISIS caliphate was destroyed, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, and they did it where the previous administration failed, I think, is worth pointing out as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Adam Kennedy, listen, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to having you on again.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.